This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And are you that exceptional? I think you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Let's see. We've got a whole bunch of things here. It says Senator Lamar Alexander. Lamar Alexander from Tennessee announced late Thursday night. This is the last night I was telling you about this earlier. He would not support additional witnesses in President Donald J. Trump's shallow, hurried, and wholly partisan Senate impeachment trial. Okay. I love it when a plan comes together, don't you, Lamar? Seemingly ending Democrats' hopes of hearing testimony from former National Security Advisor John Bolton and paving the way for the president's imminent acquittal as soon as Friday night. That'd be tonight, right? That would be tonight. Now, if this shallow, hurried, and wholly partisan impeachment were to succeed, it would rip the country apart, pouring gasoline on the fire of cultural divisions that already exist. Lamar, I love you. I didn't vote for you when you ran for president, but man, this is good stuff. it's pretty obvious what will happen. We know, we all know this. If we create the weapon of perpetual impeachment to be used against future presidents whenever the House of Representatives is of a different political party. He added, the framers believe that there should never, ever be a partisan impeachment. That is why the Constitution requires a two-third vote of the Senate for conviction. Yet not one House Republican voted for these articles. Republicans have a 53-47 majority in the chamber and can afford up to three defections when the Senate considers whether to call additional witnesses Friday, a question that is considered by a simple majority vote. In the event of a 50-50 tie, by rule, the vote on witnesses should fail in the Senate. Chief Justice of the United States John Roberts is likely to abstain rather than to assert his debatable power to cast a tie-breaking vote. All right, now I'm getting mixed messages. I read this last night. I read it really quick when we put it in. I'm getting mixed messages on this. So, you know, the first stories that were coming out, which I thought was bogus and wrong, I did not believe them, that if you did have a 50-50, then the president of the Senate, who is actually Mike Pence, who's the VP, right? The vice president is the president of the Senate. That would not happen. That was a story that was being circulated that it would be Mike Pence. I think that was more disinformation than anything else, but that's not the case. Now, I heard to clarify that a couple of weeks ago that it would be Chief Justice Roberts. Now, let me read this to you again so we understand where it's coming from. I'm just going to lay it on you. This is what is happening. A question that is considered by a simple majority. Okay, in the event of a 50-50 tie, by rule, the vote on witnesses would fail in the Senate. Chief Justice of the United States John Roberts is likely to abstain rather than assert his debatable power to cast a tie-breaking vote. Yeah, he doesn't want any part of this. Absolutely not. So that's why everybody's gleeful, saying, well, Lamar Alexander is the tiebreaker. And, you know, his harsh words towards the Democrats tell it all. It's true. I mean, absolutely harsh, bitter words that he's got. If this shallow, hurried, and wholly partisan impeachment were to succeed, it would rip the country apart, pouring gasoline. Okay, now, my theory has always been this is exactly what they wanted. They want to rip the country apart. Of course they do. They're globalists. This is what the totalitarians do. This is their plan. They got lawlessness. They got a dictatorship, right? They got a full-on democracy in the House. They ran with their power. They abused their power. Every bit of power that they could usurp and manage to pull off this impeachment, they did. That's called a dictatorship, when dictators start taking power in their own hands like this. So this is what was going on. He added, the framers never believed that there should never, ever be partisanship impeachment. So there you have it. Then they come up with this other story, and this is Nadler, shift. Jerry. Actually, it sounds like there were three people four times saying Jerry. I think Schiff only said it twice. So, said, should the witnesses vote fail, as expected, the Senate would likely then vote on the articles of impeachment Friday night or something sometime Saturday. An extraordinarily unlikely two-thirds supermajority vote is needed to convict and remove Trump. Otherwise, he will be acquitted. Long night ahead. As of midnight Friday night, Senator Susan Collins, Friday night, as of midnight Friday, okay, that was last night, Senator Collins, a Republican from Maine, had announced she wants to hear from the limited number of additional witnesses. Senator Mitt Romney copped out, of course. He's a slime ball, and I'm sorry, should I say that? I guess I just did. From Utah. The people in Utah are not happy with him. They're trying to recall Mitt. Let's recall Mitt. I'll get the information, when we get the information, we'll make sure that if you want to, in the nation, try and recall Mitt. Because the people in Utah, I know some people in Utah. I know some people in Utah, and they don't like Mitt Romney too much. Not too much at all. Thursday, she was still weighing the issue and would decide in the morning. I'm going to go back to my office and put some eye drops. Little wuss. She knows what she's going to do. She's going to vote for it. The U.S. Capitol is C. Okay, that's nothing. But Alexander, in his Democratic late-night statement, or his dramatic late-night statement, that came at the close of the Senate session Thursday, torpedoed Democrats' hopes that he would be the fourth Republican defector. Alexander began by flat-out dismissing Democratic's obstruction of Congress article of impeachment as frivolous. Even the president's long-established principle of executive, given the president's long-established principle of executive privilege, they did not want to just destroy the the relationship, of our government. Our government, we have three branches, they're co-equal branches, power-wise, of government. You have the legislative, you had the executive, and you had the judiciary. They wanted to blur the line, by making excessive demands from the legislative to the executive and thus diffusing the power of the executive. That's the way it works. And, of course, you cannot do that. And that's why Donald Trump fired back, said, I'm not giving you all the stuff you want. Do it the right way. If you don't like it, go to court. They never went to court. That's the other thing. And again, this is one of the normal, natural procedures that you would follow. Oh, no, not for these guys. No, these are dictators. They can ignore the rule of law, right? They want lawlessness, just like we have it out here in California. I'm sorry, was it Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and others that brought out the impeachment? Californians. Californication all over the nation.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a Romp Solar.
Ben.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're kind of looking over one of the statements here. I was trying to find a. I read it earlier. Yes, this morning, actually, before the show, and one of the statements about says there's a need for more evidence to prove the president. Okay, was it inappropriate for the president? Okay, all the stuff that they're talking about here is sour grapes, if you know what I mean. It says reaction from the left was immediate and emotional. Now listen to this, Mara Gay. A member of the New York Times editorial board lamented on MSNBC that the situation was really a capstone in a just total collapse of faith in American institutions. Now, I want to tell you something. She is so totally wrong, it's not even funny. That this is a reassertment that our institutions and the way that the founding fathers set it up works. Now, I'm an originalist constitutionalist, and it's pretty obvious she is not. She's a communist. That when you want to basically use this process to destroy our faith in American institutions, which is exactly what she did, she's saying. But, I mean, you have to remember, she's a liar. This is what liars do. They eventually tell you the truth through the lies. You got to know that. I mean, Schiff has been telling us the truth through his lies for years now. But this is what I want to listen to what I'm saying here. And keep in mind that if Lamar Alexander said, yeah, I'm going with it, okay, and if it was in this context, this is her saying. It says, reaction from the left was immediate. Mara Gray, a member of the New York Times editorial board, lamented on MSNBC that the situation was really a capstone in a just total collapse of faith in American institutions. There's no collapse. Everybody and their mother knows that this has been wonderful. Who knows about the institutions? I'm not calling for more government. I'm talking about how our government conducts itself from the Constitution standpoint. And what she had just said there was what she wanted to happen, which was the total collapse of faith in American institutions. And it didn't happen. So now she's whining about it, coming out with the law that it's just showing the people there is a total collapse in the faith. Gay went on to say that her father grew up in the Jim Crow era of the South and declared that Republicans' arguments were quite familiar and reminded her of that time. And who was the ones pushing forward with those ideas? Democrats. And you know, I have to say, as somebody who grew up with a father who grew up in the Jim Crow and Jim Crow Detroit, now it's Jim Crow Detroit, a lot of what was looked like a lot of what this has looked like from the Republican side, the kind of maddening and farcical nature of this, the lack of good faith argument sounds very familiar to me. It's actually very scary.
Right.
Anchor Brian Williams, who notably lied repeatedly in order to embellish his time in Iraq, this is part of the article. I didn't put that in there. Okay, so she's on MSNBC or NBC with him. This is the gay girl. It says anchor Brian Williams, who notably lied repeatedly in order to embellish his time in Iraq, then said that Gay spoke for a metric ton of the news of the network's viewers. Really? You see how they're trying to quantify and substantiate the comments of the lie? It's very sophisticated lying. Right. Dry January. Okay, so that's basically it. I think we're doing a little bit of follow up on. I should do this very quickly. For those of you that don't know, Monday we had Chris Street on, and we were looking at the whole notion of the fact that there are like $320 billion billion of receipts that are not accountable for by the Auditor General, the State Auditor, Betty Yee. And they have a lawsuit going forward on that. I'll try and actually at the break, I'll look this up to see what's going on with that, because there are some things that are going on, and I did not get to that earlier. But that's just kind of interesting. I think the whole thing with Lamar Alexander, and I think they're going to lose some Democrats, because the Democrats are going to go, you know, gee whiz, I don't really want to have this situation going on for me in my home territory. I really believe that's the case. I really believe they don't want to have any of this stuff happening to them, but it is happening to them, obviously. So let's go. What else is going on here real quickly? Nancy rules. Nancy's rules. Pelosi says that Pelosi insists Trump acquittal won't count without witnesses, and president's lawyers should be disbarred. Talk about a dictatorship, right? That's what she says. Says, race to the podium. Oh, see it. Okay. We already talked about that. PC outbreak. CNN mocked for knocking coronavirus task force diversity problem. Really? Okay. This is Pelosi insists Trump acquittal won't count. This is hopefully this is news that came out this morning, and I haven't been paying attention to it. Hopefully that'd be the case, right? Yeah. Says, in scathing comments Thursday, as her party appeared to be on the verge of defeat in the Senate impeachment trial, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi argued that President Trump cannot be acquitted if the trial lacks the witness testimony and documentation that Democrats have been asking. Well, you had your chance. The San Francisco Democrat also fired on Trump's impeachment defense team, saying they've disgraced themselves during the week's trial and suggesting they deserve disbarment over the trial remarks. See, they're not giving up. This is totalitarianism. Anything to break down the fabric of our country, right? So they're coming back at us again, loaded for bear. They're not stopping. The comments came hours after Senator Lamar Alexander said he would not back efforts by Democrats to have witnesses testify in the Senate trial, all but sealing the acquittal for Trump. But Pelosi challenged whether that acquittal would be valid in remarks that seemed a bid to undermine any Trump claim of victory. Well, I don't know how you can actually say that, honey, Nancy. He will not be acquitted, Pelosi insisted during her weekly news conference, according to Politico. You cannot be acquitted if you have not had a trial. You're right. Why didn't you set the stage before he got there and allowed him to have due process? Just a few suggestions, girlfriend. You don't have a trial if you don't have witnesses. Well, you had witnesses. You had the witnesses you wanted and documentation and all of that. Well, you had all the documentation. You just wouldn't let anybody see it on the other side. Does the president now or know right from wrong? I don't think so. Jeez, she's not giving up. She's not giving up. I don't think so. I don't think so. Democrats have been asking, where am I at here? Okay, Democrats have been seeking to have former National Security Advisor John Bolton and possibly others testify at the trial. Bolton, who was fired in September, is reportedly willing to provide that. That's no big deal. And boy, is there a lot to come out about Ukraine. We're just beginning, folks. We're just beginning. I think Nancy's little mouth will be shut up in the next few weeks. Meanwhile, Pelosi's comment about Trump's legal team were equally combative. Boom, 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 boom. Well, there's a clip. Let's see if we can get the clip here of her. She's in her nice little tutu dress. Well, here we go.
Be acquitted if you don't have a trial. And you don't have a trial if you don't have witnesses and documentation. I also am very proud of our managers. We believe that they have been magnificent custodians of the Constitution.
Oh, brother.
By dint of their content, their presentation, historic perspective and their tone, they have made us all proud. And I've told our colleagues, they give us a magnificent example to follow. And they do so in the face of the president's team is there to dismantle the Constitution of the United States.
Oh, brother. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Taking a long look at Nancy Pelosi. She knows it's going down. She knows it's going down for her.
Cannot be acquitted if you don't have a trial, and you don't have a trial if you don't have witnesses and documentation. I also am very proud of our managers. We believe that they have been magnificent custodians of the Constitution by dint of their content, their presentation, their historic perspective, and their tone. They have made us all proud, and I've told our colleagues, they give us a magnificent example to follow. And they do so in the face of the president's team is there to dismantle the Constitution of the United States. Imagine that you would say ever of any president, no matter who he or she is or whatever party, if the president thinks that his or her presidency, in this case his presidency, is good for the country, then any action is justified. Article 2 does not say you can do whatever you want. The Constitution does not say that. But these, I don't know how they can retain their lawyer status in the comments that they are making. I just pray that the senators will have the courage and the ability to handle the truth.
Right.
Instead of blocking the truth.
Right. Okay. So Nancy Pelosi has a little issue going on there. I don't know if they can... Okay, well, there you have it. There you have it. She doesn't know if they can maintain it, right? She just doesn't know. She has no clue. Can they maintain it? I mean, that's really the big deal. Can they maintain it? I don't know if they can maintain it. Maybe they can maintain it. Maybe they can't. Says Steve Hilton. He's on right now on Fox. What's he saying? Let's hear this.
Political stunt organized by the Democrats. Basically, one long Democratic Party press release attacking President Trump. And now, right at the crucial moment, he's called that out and tried to put a stop on it. And hopefully that will happen. And we'll see the end to this process pretty soon.
What about the other part of the Alexander statement where he says he doesn't believe it was a perfect phone call and it was inappropriate to push for these investigations? You focus on your show a lot about cleaning up the swamp. Was there a message for the president in that statement as well?
Well, I think on this particular case, I've been making the argument very strongly that actually the cleaning up of the swamp that is needed here is about what happened with Joe Biden and the Ukrainian gas industry. This is an element of the story that hasn't had sufficient attention. While Joe Biden was vice president in charge of Ukraine policy, supervising aid, U.S. taxpayer aid to Ukraine, a huge chunk, billions of dollars of that aid was earmarked for the gas industry in Ukraine. Now, we don't know how much of that money went directly to Burisma. Mm-hmm. It could have been none, but it could have been billions. That's why we need an investigation. And frankly, that's why the Ukrainians have to do the investigating, mm-hmm. because we can't tell that on our own. We know the money was sent. What we don't know is how much of it.
That may be why we're not getting new witnesses as well. There were Democratic and Republican senators who knew that if you're going to get John Bolton coming in, you're going to end up getting Hunter Biden and the rest.
Let me kind of clarify what he's just saying there. That the aid that was earmarked for Ukraine that came in before Donald Trump was president, I've heard estimates between $4 and $7 billion of aid that came in, and much of it they cannot account for. Where'd the aid go? Well, we know a big chunk of it went to Hunter Biden. That's a fact. And there was a lot of misplaced aid, a couple $1 billion at least, when in 2013 and they had the revolution, they replaced the president in 2014 in the Ukraine. That was a big money hustle because aid was coming in, but a lot of it was for gas companies and so on. No one's been able to account for them, for those dollars. No one. Now, that calls for an investigation. And, of course, the Democratic senators, you know, if you really want to go for it, we'll bring all this out. It's going to come out anyway. You see, here's the deal. I'll try and pull this up on our website on Agenda 21 Radio. But here's the deal that's really important, is that in the case of Biden, let's see here, we get... Where do I have this? In the case of Biden, when he's over there, and he's doing all these various deals, money was all over the place, and Hunter was benefiting, and others were too. But where was the money going to? It was being sent by the Treasury of the United States through the State Department to Ukraine. Some of it, $1 billion of it, according to my sources, $1 billion of it was never accounted for after it was sent electronically. Where'd it go? Well, you know, don't you think we need to know where that went? Huh? Don't you think we need to know where that went? I think that's something that's very important. And this is exactly what they're trying to do, right? They're trying to figure that one out. Yeah, you remember on the transcript, and I'm trying to pull it up here. We got it on Agenda 21 Radio. I just can't find it in the search. In the transcript of the Trump, I'll look under Trump. Let's see, I'm getting perseverating. Trump. Let's see. Phone call. How about that? We play that little card. No, that didn't pull it up either. Does it? Come on. Transmit. Okay. Trump. Phone call. All right. So try this. I can't remember the title of our own article that we published. Let's see if we got it. The Trump president, we supported. The articles of impeachment are in trial and required by the federal blah, blah, blah. House Democrats announced articles of impeachment. Flynn lawyer wants Flynn. Flynn's coming up to turn over cell phones. Of course, that's not going to happen. Biden's son could be forced to testify. Trump blasts impeachment efforts as a coup. Trump administration releases transcript. Here we go. Let's see if we got the transcript going on here. Trump administration releases transcript of call with Ukraine's President Zelensky. This was back in September 25th, 2019. We were reporting on this. Don't you hate it when history just sort of pops up and screams at you? Right? Don't you just hate it when that happens? Do we have it, though? It says formal impeachment transcript, midsummer phone. Let's see. Trump in a midsummer ended with an investigation dealing with Biden's. See if we got this transcript. I don't have it in here. I'll break out this transcript somewhere. It's supposed to be in our own embedded in our article. Why is it not? Mystery. Mystery. It says, this is President Donald Trump in a midsummer phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Ask him to look into why that country's top prosecutor apparently had ended an investigation. And, of course, this is a transcript of the call was made public Wednesday. All right. I think I might be just off a day or so on the thing here. So we'll see if we got that transcript. Donald Trump's impeachment. Democrats frozen with hatred and fear. Supreme Court allows Trump. Blah, blah, blah. So here's the point. In the transcript of this letter, the transcript of the phone call, I believe it's page 3, first paragraph. You read between the lines, and it's pretty obvious there's an ongoing investigation. Now, I've said this, I've claimed this, and this is what the Democrats do not want to have come out. They do not want to have this come out. Trust me, they do not want to hear this sort of thing. Now, the thing is that when you're dealing in foreign countries all around the world, you know, it's nice to have a team around you, right? And Biden and others need a team. Well, that's kind of an interesting little story about this team. And various team members around it. So he releases this article, and the bottom line to it is real simple. There is an ongoing investigation that had already been released. And that scared the holy bejesus out of the Democrats. That's what I think really did it for the investigation. That's what I really believe did it. I really believe that it was... they saw that third page top paragraph statement, and they realized that at that point in time, Jeff Sessions, he may have recused himself from the Russia investigation, and everybody, but he did not recuse himself from the Ukrainian investigation. It was Ukrainian investigation all along that they were investigating. So that was the bellwether for them. Now, this is where they're at. They're going to have to answer for that investigation. Yeah, Durham, John Durham, he's a nice guy. I'm sure he's going to take good care of Nancy and the rest of them. And look forward in April to all this coming down, including the mercenaries from around the world, from a certain state. We'll be back.
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar. Still going on when Nancy Pelosi's kick. She's tried impeachment to get it stopped. It's not working. And again, this is the offensive of Donald Trump that we're talking about here, and Ukraine is right in the middle of it. I'm going to read you this article that comes in from Chris Street, our own Chris Street, back in 2000. What is the date on this? Wow. April 2018. Jerry Brown was still president. El Presidente, as I used to call him. Because he always believed he was a president, right? You know, he likes to command armies from afar and things like that. So this was the title. Jerry, and this is, again, we're hearkening back to the border crisis in 2018. And Trump has, you know, only been in office 1 year for the most part. Jerry Brown has not refused President Trump's National Guard deployment. There's a suspicious moment in this article. Let's see if you guys can catch it. I mean, this is real deal stuff. It's real world stuff. So Jerry Brown has not refused President Trump's National Guard deployment. By Chris Street, California Governor Jerry Brown has not refused President Donald Trump's call to deploy the California National Guard to assist interdictions of illegal immigrants and drugs along the U.S. border. Shocking. Shocking. Brown has called President Trump's opposition to California's sanctuary state laws a danger to public safety and a violation of residents' civil rights. Breitbart News has reported that due to policy disagreements, California has sued the Trump administration over 24 times. But California Governor Jerry Brown has stayed quiet for the 4 days since Trump issued his April 4th proclamation. So Brown stayed silent for 4 days since the proclamation, authorizing deployment of state National Guard units to the Mexican border in support of U.S. border patrols and mission to stop the stream of illegal immigration and to put an end to the practice of catch and release. The action by the Trump administration, which is expected to involve 2,000 to 4,000 soldiers and airmen, is substantially similar to the action that was taken by the last five presidents. So, Jerry, is there a hiccup for you on those 4 days as to why you did not want to respond to the proclamation? Let me read some of the proclamation, too, everybody, because it does have a link here. Chris is always good. Oh, here's what you need to know about President's authorization for National Guard to deploy to the southern border. To give our Border Patrol agents the support they deserve, President Trump is authorizing the deployment of National Guard units to the southern border to aid their mission. Americans' Border Patrol agents worked incredibly hard to do their jobs of enforcing our nation's immigration laws and protecting our national security. Given the importance to secure borders to our national security, the National Guard, in coordination with governors, will remain in a support role until Congress takes action necessary to close the loopholes, undermining our border security effort, including ending the practice of catch and release. This is not the time, or the first time in recent history. Then, of course, they go on to talk about Obama and so on. Throughout his campaign, the administration said he would do that. More than 1,000 people a day and more than 300,000 a year violate the sovereignty by illegally crossing. Stonewalling by members of Congress, however, has prevented all the things that go on. Okay, now that's just a little bit of a tidbit, right? I'm going to go back to the story, though, so you kind of understand maybe where I'm going, because, you know, it's kind of a different thing. It says, the action by the Trump administration, which is expected to involve 2,000 to 4,000 airmen, is substantially similar to the action taken by the last five presidents. In 2010, Barack Obama executed Operation Phalanx under Title 10 of the United States Code, which allows the Secretary of Defense to take command and control of the 50 state National Guards for domestic needs. Obama requested, and the governors of California, Arizona, Mexico, New Mexico, and Texas agreed to supply 1,200 volunteer soldiers and airmen for a mission along the 2,000-mile-long southwest border to support U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency drug interdiction efforts, blah, blah, blah. Operation Phalanx was credited with helping the seizure of more than 14,000 pounds of drugs and 64,000 illegal immigrants and the confiscation of millions of dollars in illicit traffic. California also fully complied with the 2000 and 2008 request by President George Bush. The governors of Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas, Iowa, and other states have already come out in support of the new National Guard deployments, but the Democrat governors of Oregon and Montana are refusing to participate. Brown's press secretary acknowledged that the governor has had several personal phone calls with U.S. Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, and other federal law enforcement officials, but his office has referred all questions about potential deployments directly to the California National Guard Command Center. Boy, wouldn't you like to be a fly on that wall? California National Guard spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Tom Keegan pointed out to Capital Public Radio that California currently has 56 guardsmen protecting or participating in the Border Patrol. Lieutenant Colonel Keegan stated that the Guard is reviewing the funding for and duration of the deployment, he added. This request, as with others we've received from the Department of Homeland Security, including those for additional staffing in 2006 and 2010, will be promptly reviewed to determine how best we can assist our federal partners. U.S. presidents since William Taft in 1910 have called out on the National Guard units in non-traditional missions. Many deployments have been in support of federal law enforcement agencies and local police to counter drug operations. California was the first U.S. state to express concerns about drug problems due to Chinese laborers bringing in opium in the late 19th century. The city of San Francisco enacted America's first anti-drug laws by making opium dens illegal. In 1912, nearly every state and laws controlling the distribution of cocaine and other drugs has made laws by the every state. The U.S. Congress passed the Harrison Act in 1914, which federated law enforcement agents against illegal drugs and distribution. Well, I guess the question is, which army did Jerry put into action? Because we have two of them, in California. Which military? I wonder why he had to delay 4 days before responding. Oh, well, just another little gambit of information coming your way from Agenda 21 Radio. And that article you can get on, it's Jerry Brown has not refused President Trump's National Guard deployment. That's, I think, a seminal article that we're going to refer to later on about Jerry's army and Arnie's army and Gray Davis's army and now Gavin Newsom's army. Worldwide effort, you know. I hate it when this happens, don't you? Well, you know, I'm just saying, I'm just being a person. Kind of wonder where all this military stuff goes to, right? Well, we'll find out. Somehow we'll find out. I mean, it's just a matter of time. And Donald J. Trump, you don't think he doesn't know about this stuff? That's why I'm talking about that letter, you know, the transcript. Okay, I'm going to pull it up here. I got enough time. The Trump transcript. I can't find it on my own website. God, give me a break. Trump transcript released. Trump transcript Ukraine. Okay, I'm going to try and check this out. Ah, okay. Trump transcript. Images. Do they have the actual location of them? That's the other key thing. So I can get you that third, that all-important third page as I saw it. Read the Trump phone call transcript. All right. Set this whole thing off. Here, from Politico, of course. Unclassified. Okay, here we go. I'm going to read. This is page three. It says, Trump. Get this bigger. The ayes are not what they used to be. The nays are absolutely what they've always been. No, I'm just kidding. You guys, come on. Says the president, I would like you to do us a favor, though, because our country has been through a lot and Ukraine knows a lot about it. I would like you to find out what happened with this whole situation with Ukraine. They say CrowdStrike. I guess you have one of your wealthy people, the server. They say Ukraine has it. There are a lot of things that went on in the whole situation. I think you're surrounding yourself with some of the same people. I would like to have the Attorney General call you or your people, and I would like you to get to the bottom of this, to the bottom of it. As you saw yesterday, the whole nonsense ended with a very poor performance by a man named Robert Mueller. Shocking. This came out the next day. An incompetent performance. But they said, now I want to go back to this. He mentions CrowdStrike. I would like you to find out what happened with this whole situation with Ukraine, that there is CrowdStrike. I guess you've been, it may have been one of your wealthy ones, and they say, I'm going to get the music coming up here in a minute. I think you're surrounding yourself. Okay, this whole thing where he mentions, not Mueller, but he mentions the Attorney General, there's already, and we know this to be true, and he's saying this, it's at this point in time, there is an ongoing investigation into the Ukraine by Bill Barr. Bill Barr, by extension, of course, it was John Durham who got it first. And that came from who? Jeff Sessions. That's the line right there. It's the top page of, top of the page three. the president's paragraph. That's what set this whole thing off. Impeachment. Yes, they know. They know. And listen, Nancy, we all know. It's okay, girlfriend. You're going to jail. Obstruction of justice, maybe, and a few other things. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.